Brothers and sisters, be peace.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们的心中要高兴欢喜。
This is the day set aside by the Lord. We should enjoy, rejoice, and be happy.
今天正道的经文是在哥林多后书第二章的14节到17节。
We'll be studying the 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 through 17.
在哥林多后书二章十四节到十七节，使徒保罗在圣灵的默示下说：“感谢上帝，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬，但因认识基督而有的香气。因为我们在上帝面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。在这的人。” 就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人，就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能当得起呢？我们不像那许多人，毅力混乱上帝的道，但是由于诚实，由于上帝，在上帝面前凭着基督讲道。
So in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 to 17. It's on the projector. Let's all read it together. Let's open it. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one where the smell of death, to the other, and the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task? Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men sent from God.
弟兄姊妹，在这段经文中，我们今天分享的题目是：这是谁能当得起？Today's
sermon, the message, the key message for today's sermon is: we're not equal for this task.
Who is sufficient for these things?
Who is sufficient for these things? Okay.
弟兄姊妹，使徒保罗说，传讲上帝的话语。
And Paul said, let's spread the word of God.
传讲使人认识耶稣基督的那种得救的、救人的、救人灵魂的真知识。
We should spread the true knowledge that can save humans' souls and saves everybody's souls.
这种传讲，这种香气本身,
this act of spreading God's words,
能够使人生，也能够使人死,
can make people live and can all make them perish.
所以神的话语及其传讲是关乎的人生死的大事。
So the words were spreading. God's words were spreading concerning the life and death of us.
所以作为基督徒，尤其是作为分别为圣的牧者。
So as Christians, as the one that we've sanctioned to be Christians.
今天我们在会众大会中，靠着主的恩典，也要就阿舍弟兄聘为我们主恩教会副牧师，主标。So
also for today, we'll also meet concerning the matter of Arthur to be our associate pastor.
所以我们就一同在这段话语中领受，到底谁能够担当起见证上帝的话语？
So let us all have the blessings. Let us all understand what God means in this today's message.
虽然牧者传讲神的话语，有上帝特别的呼召。
although we, when we spread God's words, we have this special calling from God.
但是大而言之，每个基督徒都有责任，在我们的家庭，在上帝带领我们去的每一个地方，通过我们的生命来传讲、见证上帝的圣言。But
generally speaking, all of us, all Christians, have this mission to spread God's words, no matter where we go, in the family, in the workplace, and everywhere we are.
所以使徒保罗在此中间就有一个是反问性质的、挑战性质的、追问性质的，就这事谁能当得起的？
So Paul gave us a challenging question, and he was asking who can take on this task.
其实使徒保罗自己也是担当不起。
But we can see Paul himself is not capable or cannot take on this challenge.
我们知道使徒保罗在蒙召传道以前，他是很有宗教热情。We
know that Apostle Paul, before he became a God's messenger, he was very enthusiastic in pursuing a religious life.
然后我们看到在《使徒行传》22章第3节到第10节，使徒保罗自己讲述这段事。
We can also see in the Acts sections here how Paul described himself.
这段经文很长，但是我们总数有几下要点。
This message is long, very long, but we can summarize these messages in some key points.
他生来就是犹太人。
He was born a Jewish.
他生在基利家的大树党，是长在城内，是非常发达有文化的城市。
He was also raised in a very developed, a modern city in the region.
然后他在当时最严格的教门、最有名的大师，也就是加玛列门下，按照祖宗的律法受教训。
He was also educated in a strict education in the family, under a particular school.
而且保罗说他是热心服侍上帝的。
And he also said he gave his heart to serving God.
但是我们看他怎么侍奉上帝呢？
But let's see how he served God.
他到处去把传讲耶稣基督是主的人抓起来、锁拿起来、带到耶路撒冷受刑罚的。
We can see that he went all the way to capture, to arrest those who believe in Jesus Christ and brought them to city to the cities to try them, to sentence them.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界上很多有宗教热情的人。
Now we see in today's world there are many people who are enthusiastic in religious matters.
很多人打着宗教的名义摆上自己的生命。
Many people died in the name of religion.
很多人也为了宗教的缘故逼迫别人要捉拿别人。
Many people also persecute other people, arrest other people in the name of religion.
但是真正认识上帝、认识耶稣基督的人，却需要上帝特别的恩典。But
those who truly know the name of God, know God, should receive blessing, should truly receive blessing from God.
所以我们看到使徒保罗在往大巴士的路上，上帝向他显现。
So we see in the passages that on his way to Damascus, Paul see the image of God, and from that point on, he began to truly understand God. He was asking two questions at a time.
他说，主啊，你是谁？
And he was asking God, Lord, who are you?
这个问题是，主啊，你让我做什么？
The second question is, Lord, what do you want me to do?
但是这两个问题看起来是简单的。
This question seems to be simple.
对于保罗，对于每个基督徒而言，却是最最要紧、最最深刻的问题。
But for Paul and for every Christian, these two questions are fundamentally important.
我们不要像当初的保罗一样。
We should not act like Paul at the time, the old Paul.
我是犹太人，我是中国人。
Believing that I'm Jewish or I'm Chinese.
我是美国人，我是香港人。
Or thinking I'm American or I'm a Hong Kong knees.
我生长在纽约，我生长在华盛顿，我生长在北京，生长在香港，生长在台北。
Oh, I was raised in Beijing, Taipei, New York.
我有著名的神学老师，我参加著名的教会，我做这，我做那。
Oh, I've been done this and that. I've been through religious schools and famous ones.
但是问题有没有我们真正的认识上帝本身？
But the true question is, have we truly know the Lord?
有没有真正的认识耶稣基督本身？
Have we truly know Jesus Christ?
当我们真正认识上帝，真正认识耶稣基督的时候，也不是白白的，突然的。
When we truly know God, know Jesus Christ, this is not something that we've done for no reasons at all.
我们有没有从上帝领受一个属天的意象，一个生命的使命？
Have we received any sign of mission or a vision from God?
所以使徒保罗经过这样认识上帝，经历上帝，领受上帝赐给他的传道的护照。
So through the process,of receiving the call from God to spread His words.
所以使徒保罗说，我领受了从天上来的异象。
So Paul says, I have received the signs, the vision from the heaven.
也不以自己的性命为念。
He said, I will no longer cherish my life over anything else.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒的护照。
So, as Christians,The calling that we receive
是一个生命的护照。
Is a calling, is a life calling.
基督徒的侍奉是一个生命的侍奉。
Our service is a life service.
所以我们从这段经文中我们看到。
So from these scriptures we see.
基督徒侍奉的特质是什么？
The nature, the quality of what we're serving is.
要经历上帝的带领，并被上帝所使用。
We must.Experience the leading and the use by God. So we can see Paul says,
感谢上帝
regarding the end of the earth, he says, thanks to God.
和弟兄姊妹遭遇患难困苦的时候
So when we are experiencing sufferings and bitterness and miserable times,
甚至像保罗一样被诬陷、被攻击、受审判、蹲大牢的时候
，As Paul once went through when he was arrested and he was beaten, tortured and he was put in prison，
我们很难，如果你没有发自内心的生命的经历
，If we don't have this a lifetime true experience with God，
我们很难说感谢上帝。
It's very hard for us to say from the bottom of our heart that we thank God。
就像我这段时间服侍一个弟兄姊妹。
Like in the past, I was helping a brother and sister.
就说到，哎呀，我给教会、给上帝奉献这、奉献那、奉献这、奉献那。
And I heard they say, I've given a lot to the church. I've donated this. I've donated my time and everything else.
但是他的光景好像非常差，非常差，非常差。
But he was having a very hard time.
所以其实我们。不管是我们的光景如何，但是我们的心态仍然是一个感谢的心态。
But regardless of what bitterness, what hard time we may go through, but we should all have keep a heart of thankfulness.
不管是有个感谢的心态，还要有一个得胜的心态。
Not only should we have this be thankful, we should also have this faith in.Winning the war.
这使徒保罗说，常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
So here, Paul says, God always leads us to the victory.
在基督里夸胜不是夸口我们身体健康。
And to boast in Christ, it doesn't mean that we boast how healthy we are.
不是夸口我们物质兴盛。
And to boast how much we have materially.
不是夸口我们身为美国人、中国人。
Not to boast, we are American citizen or we are a Chinese citizen.
在基督里夸胜了。
When we boast in Christ.
首先是基督已经为我们得胜。
We should boast that Christ has helped us to the victory.
其实是靠着主的恩典、主的带领，我们不断的胜过三大仇敌。
So we, with the help of God, we are constantly, repeatedly overcoming three major enemies. We overcome the temptation of the world. The Satan's attacks and his attractions. His attacks and temptations.
更大的得胜，终极的得胜。
The ultimate triumph.
使徒保罗说，我使功可跻身，叫身复活。Is
that is what Paul says? I'll try work on myself.
弟兄姊妹，不管我们的身体和周围的光景环境如何，
So Paul says, I need to overcome myself. So,
我们都能够靠着主的恩典，胜过世界的诱惑，胜过撒旦的攻击，胜过蠢蠢欲动的老我。So
regardless of what hard time we may have around us in our life, we should overcome Satan's attacks, we should overcome the old self in our heart.
当我们这样不断地在基督里夸胜的时候，
When we boast in Christ,
上帝也使用我们的生命。
God is also using our life.
上帝使用我们的痛苦。
God is using our sufferings.
上帝使用我们的挣扎。
God is also using our struggles.
上帝使用我们的失败。
God is also using our triumphs and our failures.
但是上帝更是使用我们在失败、挣扎、困苦中，我们是如何真正信靠上帝。
But in particular, God is also using us, the will, the determination, how we overcome all the challenges and march to triumph.
不管是我们的顺利和得胜。
No matter when we are successful or we are experiencing failures.
不管我们的得胜和痛苦本身都不能够见证上帝。
Our sufferings and even triumphs have no way of showing the grace, the triumph of God.
关键是在我们的过程中有没有那种感谢上帝。
But more important is, throughout the process, do we have a thankful heart to our God?
最重要的是这种贵荣耀有感恩的心本身。
But particularly, it's the thankfulness itself that is important.
所以基督徒的侍奉，教牧的侍奉是一个心灵的侍奉。
So serving our church is a matter of soul.
所以我们得救是靠着上帝的恩典。
So we're saved by God's grace.
我们侍奉是出于感恩之心。
We serve because we are thankful.
如果我们没有对上帝的感谢上帝这种感恩之心，归荣耀给上帝的心，那我们的一切侍奉都是自我的放大。
If we don't have this grateful heart, if we're not thankful to God's savings, all we're doing in church is just a matter of showing off ourselves.
上帝怎么使用我们呢？
How does God use us?
上帝借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的相信。
God uses us through the fragrance that where we are saved by God.
这儿我们特别讲到the savior of his knowledge， 就是有耶稣基督本身那种真理、那种知识，它是有独特性，它是有香气的。
Here, when we talk about fragrance or savor in the English version, the savor of Christ, it shows the special, the particular, unique attribute of Jesus Christ. So we should know that this savor of Christ does not come from us, but it comes from Jesus Christ. But it comes from Jesus Christ's truth and his gospel. So in our serving, in our activities serving the church, to glorify the kingdom of God, in order for us to be closer to God,
就像使徒约翰所见证的那样，他必兴盛，我必衰微。
Like Paul says, he, the God, must be triumphant, and I'll be humble.
所以第二点，我们看到我们侍奉的两大对象。
Now we are seeing the two objectives in our service.
使徒保罗在此说道。
And here Paul says,
有得救的人。
The saved ones.
也有灭亡的人。
And the dead ones.
这个世界上有得救的人，也有灭亡的人。
In this world, we see there are saved ones and perished ones.
教会在这个世界之中。
And our church exists right in the middle of the world.
我们今天领受神的圣言的时候。
When we are receiving words from God.
或者我们是看着主的恩典以得救的心态去领受。
We can either receive God's words with a saved heart.
这个得救的心态就会使我们感谢上帝。
With this mindset, we can be thankful.
就会使我们感谢耶稣基督的救赎。
We can thank Jesus Christ for his saving.
就会使我们认识到我们自身的不配。
That we can see our imperfect in ourselves.
如果我们以一种灭亡的心态去领受。
If we receive God's blessing with the mindset of a perished person,
我们不关心上帝到底是什么样的上帝。
We will not care who God is.
我们也不关心耶稣基督到底是谁。
We will not even care who Jesus Christ is.
那我们所关心的只是自己，自己，自己，自己。
And all we care about is ourselves.
我开心。
As long as I'm happy.
我不开心。
Or I'm not happy.
他对我好。
If someone is good to me.
他对我不好。
Or bad to me.
如果我们始终是用这样一种自我中心的心态去领受神的话语。
If we receive God's blessing with this self-centered mindset,
那么这个神的话语确确实实在我们身上是死亡之气的。
Then the God's words in us will be shown as the savor of death.
那就是神的话语在向我们宣布上帝的审判，上帝的震怒。
Then this is the sign of sentencing us to death because.Of God's wrath.
如果我们确确实实是赖恩得救的人，
if we are saved by faith,
那上帝的话语就是活的香气的。
Then God's words will become the savor of life.
为什么同样是上帝的话语，在不同的人身上这样截然不同的效果呢？
Then when we ask why God's words may have these two drastically different results to people.
同样的阳光照在大地上。
We say sunshine shines on the earth.
花园中就开满了鲜花。
We see garden is full of flowers.
但是在那些粪池或者不洁净之地，在阳光照耀之下就更加的臭气冲天。
But we can also see in the where the human wastes are laid, we can smell the bad odor.
阳光照在蜡的身上就会使它软化。
When sunshine shines on a candle,
阳光热量加在粘土身上就使它更加刚硬。
The candle will become softened, but when the sunshine shines on the earth soil, the soil will become firm.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们领受上帝的圣言的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we receive God's words,
我们要确确实实审查我们的心态到底如何。
We should look deep into us to see what mindset we have.
我们有没有真正的那种感恩之心？
We should ask, do we have this grateful mindset?
有没有真正的以认识主耶稣基督为最高的目的？
Do we see Jesus Christ as the ultimate goal in our life?
使徒保罗说：“我已得着我主耶稣基督为至宝，其他的一切甚至都看作粪土的。”
Paul once said, "I see receiving God as the most precious thing in my life. Anything else will be worthless."
所以弟兄姊妹，在基督徒的侍奉中、教牧的侍奉中、在教会的群体中，甚至在听到的对象中， 求主使我们靠着主的恩典是有一个得救的感恩的心态。
So in our services, in our fellowship with ourselves, with each other, we should all have this mind of being thankful.
而不是总是以自我为中心。
Not setting ourselves as the center.
求主用爱来吸引我们，使我们快跑跟随他。
We pray that God attract us with His light, so that we can follow Him.
然后使徒保罗在十在十七节又讲说，我们不像那许多人为利混乱上帝的道，但是由于诚实，由于神在上帝面前凭着基督讲道。
So as Paul said in verse 17, he says, "For we are not like so many peddlers of the God's words, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ."
所以这样我们就讲到基督徒侍奉的三大凭借，我们到底凭着什么侍奉？
So we're talking about now. We're talking about three whys. Why do we serve God?
第一个是由于诚实之心。
First one is because of sincerity. We serve God.
第二个是由于上帝。
And the second one is because of God.
第三个总是要在基督里，或者是凭着基督。
The third one is we serve God, we live in Christ, in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们首先向上帝要有诚实之心。
So first of all, we must be sincere. We should have this sincerity with God.
要用我们的心灵和诚实来侍奉上帝。
We should serve God with sincerity and honesty.
我们要首先的一切的侍奉都要扪心自问。
So for every act of service, we
我的心到底是尊上帝、尊耶稣基督为大呢？
We should ask ourselves, where am I setting my heart, my objective? Do I set Jesus Christ as the ultimate goal?
我自己是老大，我说了算呢。
Or am I the boss?
我是以荣耀上帝为我人生的首要目的呢，还是以我个人得好处得益处我才来教会呢？
Or do I set receiving God, serving God as the ultimate goal, or do I set fulfilling my personal need as my ultimate goal in my life?
但是弟兄姊妹，仅仅有着所谓的诚实之心，仅仅有着所谓的良心是不够的，甚至是不可靠的。
But brothers and sisters, sincerity, or what we say, the conscience, is not enough in the service.
关键我们还是要由于上帝。
But we should also having this mindset of serving God because of God.
就是要知道我们的悔改之心、诚实之心也是来自上帝。
We should know that this heart of repenting, heart of cleansing, heart of following God comes from God.
如果你说，哎，我要悔改，我要诚实，这个没有用的。
If you say I will repent, I will follow God, it's not enough.
必须安静在主的面前，主啊，求你赐给我悔改之心，主，求你洁净我的良心。
We should humble ourselves in front of God and ask God to give us this courage, give us this will to cleanse our heart and our mind.This is what we said, always said in church, that we pray to our Lord that take our old self, the heart, stone in our heart, and give us the heart to follow Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，良心诚实是重要的。
So we say sincerity or our conscience, they are important.
但是我们的良心、我们的诚实不可靠。
But they are not something we can rely on completely.
所以我们必须来到上帝的面前。
So we must come to God.
求主恩待，求主洁净。
We pray that He give us His blessing and cleansing us.
但是当我们真正来到上帝面前的时候，我们见到的是什么呢？
But when we finally come to God, what do we see?
甚至我们离开这个世界，终极见到上帝，到底见到的是什么呢？
Also, when we leave this world, when we go to the heavens to see God, what do we see?
耶稣说：“你们见到我，就见到了父。”
God, Jesus said, "When you see me, you will see the Father."
所以终极而言，我们要凭着基督，就像保罗讲的一样，我是凭着基督讲道，我是在基督里 speak in Christ.
So ultimately, we should spread God's words in God's name and because of God.
所以在罗马书第九章第一节，使徒保罗说：“我在基督里说真话，并不谎言，因我良心被圣灵感动，给我做见证。”
So Paul said in Romans that when I spread God's words, I'm speaking the truth.
所以我们的良心要归向上帝。
So our conscience should be oriented towards God.
我们在上帝面前的良心要由基督的宝血来洁净。
Our conscience should be purified, should be cleansed with God's blood.
我们要领受耶稣基督宝血的洁净，就必须由圣灵在我们心中做工。
To receive the cleansing power of God, we must allow God to work in ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在基督里人生怎么定位呢？
So how do we position ourselves in our life?
两大定位。
There are two things that we need to take.
第一个是从感恩的角度。
First of all, be thankful.
你是一生一世感谢上帝的人呢？
Are you the person who thank God all your life?
还是怨天尤人的人呢？
Or you complain all the time?
第二个，你是一个得胜的心态。
Do you have this mindset of following God to triumph?
还是一个受害者的心态？
Or the one who always see yourself being the sufferings, the victims of
the world. 很多人一生一世，哎呀，我被我的家庭害了。
Some people will always say that I'm the victim of my family.
我被我的婚姻害了。
I'm victimized by my marriage.
我被我的教育，我被我的国家，我被我的工作，甚至啊，我被教会害了。
Or by my education school, or by my country, or by my church.
他们从来没有经历保罗所讲的常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
They've never experienced what Paul once said to boast in the triumph of God.
所以求主赐给我们在基督里永永远远要夸胜。
So we pray that we should in Christ be always ready to boast.
这个夸胜不是夸口我们自己属血气的能力。
When we say boast,We don't mean to boast our own personal, human-based abilities.
又不是夸口任何所谓的运气。
We don't boast what we call the so-called luck.
我们的一切好处不在他以外。
All the good things that we receive.
一切美善的恩赐都是来自众光之父的。
Are given, are delivered from God.
如果我们有这样的认识，我们就是一个感恩者；如果我们有这样的认识，我们就是一个得胜者。
If we come to this understanding, if we are aware of this, then we can say we are following God in the triumph.
所以弟兄姊妹，为要我们通过今天的讲道。
So, brothers and sisters, hopefully, through today's studying of scriptures,
首先省察我们的心态。
We will first and foremost look into ourselves.
首先省察我们是否是在基督里对上帝有感恩之心。
To see whether we are thankful to God.
是否在基督里有得胜之心。
To see whether we can triumph, overcome Satan.
如果你没有得胜之心。
If we don't have this mindset.
没有感恩之心。
If we're not thankful.
你不可能停留在一个受害者的角度。
Cannot be always in the state of being a victim.
你在受害者那个角度，时间久而久之，你就会成为加害人的。
If you are in that state of mind, and you will finally become the one who persecute and victimize other people.
人这样对我不好，这样害我，那样害我，我要反抗，我要反击，肯定会这样。
Then you will definitely be the one who will think.I will revenge. I will victimize other people because I have been once victimized by other people.
所以受害者的心态肯定会成为加害人的动机。
So the mindset of being a victim will eventually become the motive, the reason behind victimizing other people.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是谁能担当得起呢？
So we can see who can take on this challenge.
没有人能够担当得起。
No one can take on this challenge.
所以最后我们分享一节经文在哥林多后书十二章第九节。
So let's, at the end, let's share a scripture from the Corinthians 1, 1 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章第九节。2 Corinthians.
It's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. But this is what Paul says. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the most gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So, brothers and sisters, and who can take on this challenge? I keep seeing that.
Who is sufficient for this? The grace of God is sufficient for us, for everybody.
就神对我们的恩典是够我们用的。
越是当我们认识到我们自身的软弱的时候,
As long as we are aware of our weakness,
神的能力在耶稣基督里必然充充足足地加强给我们。
God will empower us in Christ.
所以使徒保罗说靠着那加添我力量的我凡事都能做。
So Paul says, I can do everything with the power given from God.
好,我们祷告。
Let us all pray.
天父上帝求你在基督里,
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that in Christ,
你大大的圣灵在我们心中运行。
You work in us with great power.
使我们从一个抱怨者而成为一个感恩者。
So that we can become from a complainer to a thanks giver.
使我们从扫罗那样的加害者。
So we can change from the person like Saul.
而是成为一个真正的靠主得胜的人。
Who persecute other people to those who can claim triumph in Christ.
靠着主的恩典,
in Christ's blessings.
靠着圣灵的大能,
in the great power of the Holy Spirit.
能够胜过世界的诱惑, 撒旦的攻击, 更能够胜过蠢蠢欲动的老虎。
We can overcome the attacks, Satan's attack, the temptations of the world, and the temptation of our own selves.
祷告祈求感恩,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.